Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. We're your hosts, Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin. And today we're just excited to have you with us for this episode. We're going to be talking about physical movement and why it's important and also the best ways to perform it. And this is an episode that is near and dear to our hearts, not just because Max Living has its own fitness training program.
Right.
With Max T3, and we really believe as one of our essentials is that we need to have lean muscle mass and oxygenation. But also, Ashley and I owned a CrossFit gym for 8 years,
nine years. Yeah.
And Ashley actually owned it and ran that gym all the way from 2009 till 2017. And so this is something that we have made part of our lives and taught literally thousands of people over almost a decade.
Right. Yeah. There's something to fitness that we all agree is very significant. And you can't cut fitness out of your life. You can't out eat a sedentary lifestyle. You can't, we've talked in episodes recently about how sitting is the new smoking, right? That's something that you've heard talked about. And just the idea of physical activity is paramount to your health. But then also there's the idea of, like, we can all agree on that, but then let's go a couple steps further and talk about the best types of fitness.
Yeah. And I think our audience, the Max Living patients, and if you're listening to this and you've been a listener and you're not in a Max Living office, we'd love to take care of you and find the closest Max Living office near you. You can go to maxliving.com/locations. But also, we would love to include you into this too. If you're a listener, then we believe that you have adapted the idea of your physical strength, your physical health, those things matter a lot. And that not everything in life that is worth having comes easy.
Right.
And so somehow we've adapted this idea. And this is a quote from somebody who I look up to in fitness. He said, people have acquired this idea that they have an inalienable right to stroll through life without either having sweated, picked up anything heavy, worked hard, eaten less than they wanted to at every meal. And this approach, of course, is wrong. And it's resulted in a lot of expensive, unattractive, and entirely preventable problems amongst people who seem puzzled at why things aren't going well.
Right.
And so we see this a lot when we're taking care of people who have not taken care of their health for a very long time.
Right.
And, you know, just being very forthcoming. We took care of a lady in our gym one time. She said she had made it her life's mission to never sweat.
Yes.
And that's a terrible life's mission.
Yes. Yeah.
And when we met her, she had just had a double knee replacement because she hadn't done any physical activity in a very, very long time.
Right. And sweating is one of the main, it's a huge way that you excrete toxins out of your body. It's one of the big functions of, like, how your body works and how all the things operate.
Yeah.
Right.
And fast forward a year, not even a year, we had her squatting.
Yes.
On a Bosu ball. If you guys know what that is, it's the half ball thing. The thing that's flat on one side and a ball on the other. And she was able to squat on a Bosu ball with 35 pounds over her head, doing full depth squats on an unstable surface because her goal was...
While sweating.
And her goal was to snow ski within the year of having double knee surgery, double knee replacement surgery. So she had to start doing some very challenging things. So again, it just goes to the idea of, I've been following somebody that teaches that muscle is the organ of longevity.
Yes.
And that strength is an asset. It's one of our greatest assets, but it's a asset that naturally has a tendency to diminish unless you invest in that bank account every day.
Right.
And so every single day you got to be investing in the bank account of strength, or else you lose it very easily. And as human beings, we are wired to be better when we're stronger.
Yes.
That everything in life is easier when you're stronger.
Yes.
And so that's a big part of what we're talking about. Now, we're not talking about muscles coming out of your ears, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger strength.
Right, right.
We're talking about the ability to pick things up, to squat down, you know, I mean, for crying out loud, in order to sit down or go to the bathroom, you have to be able to do a proper squat.
Right.
And if the only time you squat is when you go to the bathroom, chances are you're developing improper squatting.
Yes.
And therefore, it's going to create some issues for you as you move, as you get older in life. But you need to be able to pick things up. You need to be able to put things over your head, pick them up from the ground, put them up onto a shelf. When we're talking about fitness, we're talking about being strong enough to actually be able to perform the duties of a fulfilled life.
Yes.
And a fulfilled life doesn't happen on the couch.
No, it absolutely doesn't. And listen, it's so funny because one of the things I loved initially about CrossFit in the very early days was that we have this respect for authority in different areas of fitness, right? Like we looked at lots of different areas, but we could look at flexibility and stretching, and we could say, hey, Kelly Starrett, you are the expert. We had Supple Leopard, the book, in the gym, and we acknowledged that there was expertise in that. We followed pose running. We followed Mark Ripito at Starting Strength. We followed so many different experts in their field. And I love that because there's a diminishment of ego there that we can acknowledge that, like, there's lots of different fitness experts and they all have their lanes of expertise.
Yeah.
And I will say that in CrossFit, I thought we had a lot of great quotes in CrossFit. And I thought it was a CrossFit thing. And then once we dove deeper into it, I really realized that really Mark Ripito of Starting Strength has a lot of great quotes.
Yeah.
And he really, I mean, the man is hilarious, but also gives you this
very realistic approach to being strong.
Yes.
And, you know, again, look, you know, if you follow him or you look into who he is a very strong individual and he looks a little bit like a bulldog, resembles the animal of a bulldog. You may not want to look like Mark Ripito, but Mark Ripito understands the value of being strong.
Yes.
And so we're quoting him a couple times a day. One of my favorite quotes was on my first CrossFit t-shirt said, strong people are harder to kill and more useful in general.
Yes.
And, you know, again, this, we're not necessarily talking about becoming warriors, but we're talking about, like, that was true during COVID. People who had strength were harder to kill by a virus.
Right.
That a virus, you know, kills people who are weaker and who are more susceptible and who had comorbidities. So the reality is being strong was beneficial when the virus was killing people.
Right.
And people who are strong are more useful in general. You don't call your weakest friend to come move your couch.
Right.
The reality is you call someone who you know is capable and is less likely to get injured because you don't want to injure one of your friends when they come to move your couch. So the reality of this is something that you can tiptoe around and you can be shy about it and you can feel insecure about it. But the reality is life is better when you're stronger.
Yes.
And so every single person listening, regardless of your age, ought to be strong and probably ought to be stronger than you are now because the pursuit of strength is never ending.
Yes.
That it's not that you have to always be chasing the carrot in front of you and wanting, it's not about bigger muscles. It's about strong enough to perform the duties of a fulfilled life. And the stronger you are, the more duties you can fulfill. And so there is an advantage to being really strong. Now, for me, I have some goals this year and there is a kind of a, I don't want to say there's a ceiling to what I'm after, but there is a place at which I will be happy to get there. And then my strength training goals will shift a little bit as to maintaining that level of strength for as long as I possibly can.
Right. And listen, here's the interesting piece of this, that what you're talking about is that this is another Mark, this is another Ripito quote, right? Is that the reality of millions of years of adaptation to a ruggedly physical existence will not just go away because of deaths were invented. So there's some of you that are listening right now and you're thinking to yourself, this doesn't apply to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it doesn't apply anymore because we don't need to hunt our food or build our house. You know, we have home builders or whatever. But the reality is that you become, every day you sit behind the desk, you become more deconditioned. And so the idea of our bodies were, I would say, designed. They didn't evolve that way. They were designed to be strong. And whether it's millions of years or you believe in the biblical, you know, maybe 6,000 years.
Right.
The reality is that the needs of human beings haven't gone away just because computers were invented. Most of the things you're going to find enjoyment and fulfillment in your life don't include sitting behind a computer for 40 hours at a time.
Exactly.
And so the need for physical strength is still there. So what are the big things that we encourage people to do? What are the major movements? The four major ones are, let's go to this, is that the reality is that we have this idea that we go to the gym and you work out your arms and you work out your back and you work out your legs and you work out.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. You can find, like, you can go online, you can find this programming for like upper body day, lower body day. It's been so long since I've seen any type of that, but I know that there are people that still do that.
And CrossFit, it was kind of the opposite, where it was like workout any given thing on any given day, and sometimes everything on any given day.
Right, right.
And same thing when you do max T3, you'll realize that there is an upper and a lower, but you're doing these compounded movements. Compounded movements are movements where you're using multiple muscles over multiple joints. And the reason that works better, unless your only goal in life is bodybuilding, the reason that works better is because that's actually how you use your body. You almost never use your body isolating one muscle group. We don't need to do a lot of different exercises to really get strong. What we need to do is we need to get strong on very few and very important exercises.
It's so good, because have you ever done, could you imagine waking up one day and being like, today's upper day, yeah, only use your arms.
Yeah. Yeah. Like live life as upper body,
yes,
upper
like
body
live
living life
the way
day.
You work out. I mean,
unfortunately, some people don't have the option. They wake up and they're, you know, paraplegic and it's upper body day every day.
No, I mean, right? No, absolutely. But if you have function of all of these limbs and you have the ability to, like, why would you, you know, training the way you live is very significant, right?
Yeah. So doing movements that train the body as a whole system, not a collection of separate body parts. I love that idea, because as chiropractors, we look at the body as holistic, meaning as a whole, that nothing works in part of, you know, itself.
Right. Nothing's in isolation.
The problem with programs that are advocated that only, you know, use one muscle group at a time is they fail to recognize this basic principle that the body best adapts to stress as a whole organism. That your brain, your nervous system, your muscles, they're so integrated. And so the idea that you're going to apply stress only to one area, like doing a curl, your body doesn't adapt to stress best that way. In fact, it creates imbalances and it creates asymmetries. And in order to create symmetry, then you have to train these other body parts equally or maybe twice as much as the other one because of, you know, the way our bodies. So the reality is our bodies work best with these movements. We need to squat. We need to squat. Every day we squat to get down to the toilet. We squat to pick things up. We should be squatting. If you're not and you're bending from your back to pick things up improperly, you could be injuring yourself. So squatting is extremely, extremely important. Every single person needs to squat. And there are people out there like, oh, squatting's bad for your knees. No, squatting improperly is bad for your knees.
Yes.
So every person needs to learn how to squat.
Yes. Yes. And you know, there's a very famous, Ripito, he broke down a lot of the benefits of the squat in his Starting Strength book. He has a really beautiful blue book. It says it's like Starting Strength right across the front of it. And he talks in it about how there's no other exercise and certainly not a machine that produces, there's a list of things that it produces.
Listen inside up, the squat. I think this is good. The squat stimulates
central nervous system activity.
Yep.
Improved balance.
Yep.
And coordination.
Yep.
Skeletal loading, bone density enhancement, muscular stimulation and growth, connective tissue stress and strength, and psychological demand and toughness.
So I've been training and working on my squat really hard this past year. And I have a friend who I invited to go, you know, to a similar gym who lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Dr. Cameron Maynard. He's been on the show. He's a max limit doctor. He's been trained there. And he said, when I started learning how to squat properly, because he squatted as an athlete in college, he said, when I started learning how to squat properly in this gym and started really working on it, he's like, all my back pain went away. You know, he's like, and he gets adjusted, right? But like, right. We bend over chiropractic tables every day. You guys realize that, right? Your chiropractor is in a very poor position very frequently. And so we have a need and a benefit from having a strong back.
Yes.
Like we get adjusted. Our backs are relatively healthy. And so we need a strong, healthy back, right? And even if you have degeneration, you've had years of damage and your chiropractor has helped you out, but there are some things that are not fully reversible. And to some degree, your back is, you know, has some damage.
Yeah.
You want a strong damaged back. You don't want a weak damaged back.
Right, right.
And so I just think it's neat that when I started squatting really well, that whole idea of increased mobility, increased soft tissue strength, I've witnessed that firsthand and it's been really incredible. So there's really no absolutes in life, but you know, no absolute answers to everything, except of course you have to do your squats. You know, you have to, because if not, you can't even physically go to the bathroom.
Right,
so
right.
You might be one of these that, you know, poo-poos squats and says, oh, you know, they're bad for your knees, they're bad for your back. Oh, I injured myself squatting. No, you probably injured yourself doing something that didn't even look like a squat.
Right, right.
And so you need to learn how to squat properly because life requires it every day.
And you know what? I love that because I think it brings to mind that story.
That one was actually about the deadlift, which is
our next
thing you need to be doing every day is you need to learn how to deadlift and you need to start practicing your deadlift, because the deadlift is simply the definition of a deadlift is biomechanically properly picking something up from the ground and standing up with it.
Yes.
So there's this story.
Right, right. And if you've ever, listen, if you've ever had as someone who has an influence over your life, whether it be a doctor, a friend, a health influence in your life, and they've said, you should not deadlift, like, let's be straight about this. That is what a deadlift is, picking something off the floor and standing it straight, like being able to stand up with
it. Yeah. If your doctor's ever told you shouldn't squat or you shouldn't deadlift, you know, the reality is they probably don't know what they're talking about, that they should stick to helping people manage getting off of their pharmaceuticals ideally not talk about fitness.
Right.
But here's the story. So there was an older lady that decided to do some strength training and she went into a gym and she's in her 70s and they're teaching her how to squat and deadlift and, you know, and press things over her head and bench press. I actually work out with a lady like this. She's actually 95. Her name's Merce.
Yes.
Mercedes.
Yes.
And Mercedes is 95 years old and she has a, you know, a deadlift that's, I don't know for certain, but I want to say it's 45 to 65 pounds.
Yes.
I mean, it's awesome. This tiny little lady, and I've watched her strength and mobility improve at 95 years old.
Right.
Anyway, this elderly person is working with a trainer. And they go for their annual checkup to their doctor and their doctor says, oh, you know, you look like you're getting along pretty well. You're moving better. What's going on? Your posture looks better. Oh, I've been working out with a trainer. Oh, really? What are you doing? Well, he has me squatting. He has me deadlifting. He has me pressing. And immediately the doctor says, no. At your age, you shouldn't be doing any of those things. You're going to get hurt. You should not be deadlifting. So she goes back and tells the trainer, my doctor told me I should not be squatting and deadlifting and whatever. So the trainer does what anybody who knows the truth would do. They call that doctor to find out why they're giving out horrible advice.
Right.
And said, hey, what's going on here? You told my my client that they shouldn't be deadlifting. And the doctor says, yeah, she's too old to be deadlifting. She's 75 years old. She doesn't need to be doing that. She could hurt her back. To which the trainer says, well, let me ask you a question. She goes to the grocery store. She's got a dog. Mm-hmm. The dog food that she buys is on the bottom shelf. Can she pick up that dog food? He's like, well, how much does it weigh? And he goes, oh, it's not that heavy, probably 15 pounds. And he goes, yeah, I don't see why not. And he goes, okay, just wanted to make sure. And then she needs to pick that up, put it in the cart. She's all right, do it. Yep. So she walks home from the grocery store or drives home from the grocery store. She gets to her house. She has her keys in her hand, has a 15-pound bag of dog food. Is it okay if she like sets that down to get the keys in the door? Yep. Picks it back up to walk in the house. Yep. He said, well, here's the thing. That's called a deadlift. And I want her to know how to do it properly. And you don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so that's the reality is you are going to pick things up from the ground in your life. That's called a deadlift.
Right.
You should know how to do it properly.
Right.
The reason that most people that come in my office aren't injuring themselves from doing big, heavy movements, they're injuring themselves for bending over to pick up the pencil or bending over to tie over their shoes or bending over to grab the spatula that fell off of the
oven,
you know, when it
and
hit the floor.
And you can't curse the shoelaces or the spatula or the pencil.
Yeah, but the reason they're injuring it doing those simple movements is because they haven't repeated doing those movements the right way well enough to where they're A, strong, and B, they do it intentionally.
Right.
So
right.
The squat and the deadlift are the two best exercises that you can do to strengthen your body as a whole, but particularly your lower extremities and your back.
Absolutely.
Those are excellent for that. Now, Moving on to more upper body, you need to learn how to push things.
Yes.
So again, the deadlift is a form of a pull.
Right.
So that's pulling things.
Right.
You need to learn how to push things. So one of the best ways you can push something is learn how to push it out in front of you.
Right.
That's
right.
Called a bench press.
Called a bench press.
And learn how to push it overhead. And that's called a standing press or a strict press.
Right. Right.
And so those are also things you should learn how to do very effectively. Now, there are other movements. There are combinations of these. And Max-T3 does a great job of combining these into a functional training system that can be done in as little as 15 minutes a day.
Yes.
Max Living, guess what? You're going to do your squats. Guess what? You're going to do variations of squats. You're going to do so many different kinds of squats that, you know, you're going to not even realize there were so many.
Yes.
You're going to do split squats and jump squats, and you're going to do, you know, pause squats, you know, rest pause squats. You're going to do all these different things. You are going to press things overhead because why? In life, you're going to have to pick something up sometimes, and you're going to have to put it up on a shelf.
Right, right. You're going to have to pick it up, put it down. You're going to have to pick it up, put it on a shelf. There's all sorts of things that you're going to have to do in your real life. And you don't want to have to call somebody over every single time you have to do that.
Get and Max-T3 does a great job of incorporating these and incorporating them at such a heart rate that we got to give a shout out to Fred Roberto, because Dr. Fred, in developing Max-T3, researched all these different other aspects of, you know, training. And what he found was, all right, we can't escape the idea that we have to do these certain movements, but we also can't escape the idea that it is important to do them at a higher respiratory rate,
right?
Because there's this other side of health that's not just being strong, but also being healthy and fit.
Right.
And there's an element of fitness isn't just about strength. It's also about your breathing, your balance, your cardiorespiratory endurance. And a lot of what drives fitness and fitness for a health impact is actually your hormones.
Yes.
So there's an element of fitness where if you do it properly, you can actually decrease and suppress abnormally high cortisol levels, which are your stress hormones.
Right. Right.
And you can increase some of the hormones that tend to deplete with sedentary lifestyles and age, like testosterone, progesterone, things that we need to see more of in our makeup of our hormones, that we're starting to see those things deplete with, again, our sedentary lifestyles, our food choices, and inactivity.
And I think you bring up a very interesting point there. When you talk about, a lot of people don't, This might be news. This might be new information, right? But within the CrossFit realm and within the functional fitness realm, we talked a lot about the 10 aspects of fitness, right? That there are 10 different things that make up, like, what is being fit? And there's 10 different aspects of it: cardiovascular, respiratory endurance, stamina, strength, flexibility, power, speed, coordination, agility, balance, and accuracy.
So you might need to pause and go back and listen to those again, because each one of those is critical to the quality of your life. The older you get, the more important some of those actually become.
Right.
And I would argue that if you're not working on any of those, Max-T3 is a perfect example of how to work on all of those.
Right.
But if you're not working on those, then you are going to see them diminish over time.
Right. And it's one of those things that's like, here's the deal. Max-T3 is one of the best programs on the planet, right? For fitness. It's 12 minutes. It's simple. It's effective. It's wonderful. But for me, I owned a gym for 10 years or eight years. Sorry. I love adding a little bit on there. But what I always talked about was how we're not up against other gyms. Like, the competition is in other gyms.
No.
And with Max-T3, with CrossFit, with Starting Strength, with any of these gyms that you could go down the street and you can find, and there's a lot more. There's Orange Theory Fitness, and there's, I can't even name all of them right now. There's Globo Gyms. There's different, you know, smaller gyms in your city that are run by really wonderful athletes. The biggest deal is finding something that you are going to stick to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The idea is it's you versus you. It's this, the idea that you need to fall in love with the process.
Yes.
Not the result. So often people are like, so when we owned a gym, people would come in and literally their goal is, I want to lose 10 pounds fast. And we've talked about this. The easiest way to lose 10 pounds fast, cut off your arm.
Right.
Right. And so the reality is, losing 10 pounds fast is a shortcut, and there are no shortcuts.
Yes.
There is hard work done properly. And strength is a byproduct, and then developing a lean body mass is a byproduct, and losing body fat is a byproduct if you're doing it right. And so the fact that you're looking for a shortcut means you're doing it wrong and also means you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
And if you don't know what you're talking about, that's not, you know, being ignorant to how something works is not necessarily a bad thing, that we're all ignorant to certain things. It means that you need someone who knows more than you do, and you need a coach and you need a trainer, or you need Max T3. You need someone to help guide you along. You need a guide, because there are no shortcuts. And the fact that if we're looking for a shortcut, that is not a good thing. That I love this quote that a weak, it says man, but I'm going to say person, a weak person is not as happy as that same person would be if they were strong.
Right.
Think about that. That might hurt to hear, because you might not feel strong, but the reality is they're not as happy. That sounds offensive to some people who would like their intellectual or maybe even their spiritual, you know, side to take precedence over their strength. But the reality is you are living on this earth, and your experience here requires you to be stronger.
Yes.
And the stronger you are, the easier and more fulfilling life can be. It's really interesting to see what happens to weak people when they get strong. They actually start loving their strength and loving their life more. And that doesn't mean that their spiritual part doesn't matter. So that's just a cop-out. That's just something that we tell ourselves, like, oh, you know, being physically strong doesn't matter a lot. The Bible even says profiteth man a little. It doesn't say it doesn't profit him.
Right.
On this earth, it actually profits you quite a bit. In eternity, maybe a little. But the reality is, on this physical earth, it is always important to be strong.
Right.
And so we want to encourage you guys to be strong and to be mobile.
Right.
To be strong and to be mobile and to be strong and to be mobile. If you look at this, look at someone who in their 60s, 70s, 80s, maybe even 90s still had some strength to them and some mobility to them. They were enjoying the last 10, 15, 20 years of their life. Look at someone who was frail and weak and immobile when they were 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. They were probably miserable. They're you know, last 10 or 15 years of their life.
Right.
I don't want to be drooling over a bowl of Jello for 15 years.
100%.
Right.
No.
And through chiropractic and good nutrition, I think I can keep myself healthy, but I don't want to just be healthy and not functional. I want to be healthy and strong.
Right.
I want
to
be healthy and picking up my great grandkids and playing with them. I want to be able to get down on the floor to squat down and, or maybe reach down and deadlift them up and then throw them over my head.
Right.
You know, I want to be playing with them long into my old age. And so there's this idea for all of us that strength is critical. And that's really what we wanted to talk about today.
And I do think, like, listen, you can find all the articles out there. There's lots of studies that show that muscle mass index and strength is a secret to longevity, right? It's an indicator to longevity in older adults. And if, you know, you don't ever want to have a favorite of all of your kids, but if we're talking honestly about the 10 aspects of fitness, strength is by far my favorite.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, we hear this all the time. Women will come into a gym. We used to hear this at CrossFit. You know, I'd like to firm and tone. There is no firming and toning. This is another Mark Ribto quote. He's so great at this. There is no firming and toning. They're stronger and weaker.
Right.
That's what that is. Right. Like, your muscles are getting stronger if they're getting more firm. Another one of my favorite ones, and we'll leave you guys with this one, and just remember this. Human beings are not normal in the absence of hard physical effort. We were designed for hard physical effort. We were designed, even from a biblical perspective, it says in 6 days we're supposed to work, and on the seventh we rest. You were designed to work hard for at least 6/7 of your life.
Yes.
And so we are not normal in the absence of hard physical effort.
Right.
So we are designed to work hard.
And work hard in the gym and see that ripple effect across the rest of your life as you start to work harder at home and you start to work harder at the office and you start to work harder at your health, and it translates across everything.
Yeah. We appreciate you guys listening in this week, and hopefully you will have a productive and strong week. Until next week, this is the Max Living Podcast.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. Take responsibility for your health today by finding a Max Living doctor near you at maxliving.com/locations.